I'm now joined with Enda Leaney, Senior Librarian at Ballymun Library, to talk about some forthcoming events. Good morning, Enda. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks for having us on.
You're most welcome. First of all, Enda, there's a new online event as part of the Irish Revolution Book Club. The first one entitled 16 Lives by Sean Houston. And the first meeting was held just 2 days ago, but there will be four more sessions taking place. And that's every Thursday fortnight. Tell us all about it, Enda.
Okay, Johnny, this is our Irish Revolution Book Club. Last year, we ran a seminar series on called The Irish Revolution with the Dublin City Council historian in residence, Dr. James Curry, and it was a huge success. So following on from that, James wanted to do a book club, and it's going to be every fortnight from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So it's what you do is, if you sign up for the book club, there's a certain number of set texts that people will have to read, and then they'll just discuss it with James. So what's great about it is that you get to read a particular book about the Irish Revolution, and then you get to discuss it with an actual expert in the book club. And we're going to be doing this online over Zoom. It started on the 15th of February. It's every Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So it's handy for people who are either at home or maybe on their lunch break. And it gives people a chance, as I say, to discuss key texts that have been written in the past few years about the Irish Revolution with an actual expert. But just one thing to mention, Johnny, the spaces are limited and it's almost booked up. So just by all means, contact us in the library, contact us at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie. If we can't get you onto it, we can put you on a waiting list so that if people drop out for whatever reasons, you might get a chance to be on it. So, but it's something that people who've, you know, have heard James Curry speaking, he's a really engaging, charismatic, knowledgeable historian. So we're really looking forward to having it.
So it's remote via Zoom. And for anyone interested in taking part, how do they go about it?
If you just contact us at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie and say that you would like to join the Irish Revolution Book Club, and my colleagues will be in touch with you. We do have copies of the books in the library, so we can get them to you. If you can come into Ballymun Library to collect them, or you can order them from us and we can send them to your local branch library. Or you can order the books through your own branch library itself. But as I say, just contact us first, because I have a feeling there's only a couple of spaces left.
Okay. And all books would also be available as an ebook on BorrowBox. Actually, how does BorrowBox work?
BorrowBox is our online, our ebook service that the public libraries throughout the country run. And if you are a library member and you have a library ticket, you can access BorrowBox. And you just, in a way, it's the same as taking a book out from the library, except that you download a digital copy of a particular book. You get it for 3 weeks.
So does each session focus on a specific book relating to the Irish Revolution, or are some of them a continuation of the same book?
Each session will focus on one particular book. So we've already done John Gibney's 16 Lives, Sean Houston. So the next book that we'll be looking at, it'll be Trish Ferguson's biography of Maud Gonne. And then for the remaining three sessions, there will be a discussion of a biography of Countess Markowitz. Then there will be a discussion of Dave Hannigan's Eamon de Valera in America. And then finally, History on Your Doorstep, Volume 3. And History on Your Doorstep, Volume 3, your listeners might be interested. It's a publication done by Dublin City Council every year. And it's Dublin City Council's historians and residents all contribute essays to this annual publication. There's a digital version of it available free to read or to download from the Dublin City Library's website, but also branch libraries do have some hard copies of it, and they're for free. So if you fancy picking up a really interesting collection of essays by Dublin historians, just have a word that you're in your local branch to see if they have any copies of History of on your Doorstep, because it's free.
Okay, right. So the Library's Crime Book Club also has an event coming up next Wednesday. That's Wednesday afternoon, 23rd of February. The book is entitled A Minute to Midnight by David Baldacci. Tell us more about that one.
Yes, Johnny, this is our crime book club that has been running online since lockdown. It's managed by my colleague Linda and our colleague in Coolock Library, Kira. They pick a book that is available for borrowing from our Borrow Box facility. So again, it's available as an ebook. You can also order a physical copy from the library. They pick a crime book every month and then they discuss it online, and that's coming up next week. It's been a really great success, and if it's something that you'd like to participate in, you can contact Linda at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie or Ciara at coolocklibrary@dublincity.ie, and they will give you all the details.
Okay, so on a slightly different note, Enda, tell us all about the library's initiative. It's regarding craft ideas for children, and it's on social media, I believe.
This is on social media, yeah. This is our arts and crafts magician, Ciara, who is a really valuable member of staff for us in Ballymun Library. And Ciara has been doing great work with posting arts and crafts videos online on our Facebook page. So that's Ballymun Library on Facebook, for the past year or so. So she has two going up in February. One is how to make a tiger bookmark, and that's in connection with the Lunar New Year celebrations that begin in February, because this year is the year of the tiger, as people know. It's arts and crafts aimed at for children aged 7 to 10, and Ciara has posted these very professional videos that she does herself, and she has posted them online. And it's something, look, if you're stuck on a rainy day and you want to do something nice with one of your kids, she'll take you through all the steps of it. And then for Valentine's Day just passed, she has put up a demonstration on how to make ladybird valentines. That's aged for children 6 to 9, but they're a great success, and they're really well done. So have a look at that on the Ballymun Library Facebook page.
Excellent. Sounds great. And tell us about the library's new book display. It's Blind Date with a Book and how it works.
Yes. Now, this has been a great success. As we know, February is the month of Valentine's Day, so it's the month of romance. And our ever inventive colleague in Ballymun Library, Madonna, has put together this display called Blind Date with a Book. So what it is when you come into the library, you'll see a display in front of you, and it is books that have been beautifully wrapped by Madonna. You will not know what these books are. It will just be labelled fiction or non-fiction. And the idea is that you have a blind date with a particular book. In other words, you don't know what the book is. We will issue it to your ticket. You take it home and you see if you get on with the book or you don't. And there will be a little slip in each book where you can rate your date. So you can just mark whether you thought it was good, whether you thought it was great, whether you loved it, whether you hated it. And then these slips are all anonymous. You can just drop them back to the library, and we'll post a few of the funnier ones up on our social media. But the idea is that maybe to get people out of their comfort zone about the particular genres that they read, maybe they mightn't read much nonfiction, or you might only read science fiction, or you might only read crime. And then by engaging in this, you might suddenly discover a new author or a new genre that you would like to continue to explore. But it's been really successful. It's a great bit of fun, and so just keep an eye out for it next time you're in the library, and that'll be running for the whole of February, so we've another week to go with it.
Okay, so it's probably aimed only for adults, is it? Not for children?
Oh, sorry, yes, it's only for adults, yeah.
And just before we wrap things up, just remind us of the library open times.
At the moment, the library is open on Mondays and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. and then Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just keep an eye on our social media, or keep an eye when you're in the library, because those hours will be changing at some stage in the near future. But that's what they are for the moment.
Okay. By the way, are there still fines in place for overdue library books?
Oh, fines are gone a long time, Johnny.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't be worried. If you find, and we've had it, listen, we had somebody who found the book somewhere in their house, and it was due back in 1996, and they brought it back to us, and they were kind of a little bit nervous about bringing it back to us, and we were like, you don't have to worry about fines anymore.
Oh, right. Okay. And finally, Andrew, just tell us how important it is to renew your library membership every year.
Yeah, library membership has to be renewed every year, and it's just very important that you do so. It's because of data protection legislation. But we have an awful lot of patrons who primarily use our ebook service. And if your library membership expires, you will no longer be able to use that service. So sometimes people are using the service and then suddenly they can't, someday they can't download books and they're wondering why. It is probably because your library membership has expired. So all you need to do is just drop into the library and renew your membership.
Okay, that's good. Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
Just one thing, Johnny. We have an event, and this is happening in the library on the 1st of March at 11 a.m. And it is a lecture on Heart Healthy Diet by Sonia Lynch, who is a registered dietitian. And this is part of the Healthy Ireland programme that libraries throughout Dublin and throughout the country participate in. And this is going to be a public lecture on how to discover key nutrition tips on how to implement a heart-healthy diet. So in other words, what changes might you have to make to your diet to reduce the risk of heart disease? And again, it's a lecture by a registered expert, Sonia Lynch. If you would like to attend this, and as I say, we're going to have this in the actual branch. If you would like to attend this lecture, then just please email us at ballymunlibrary@dublincity.ie. or ring us at 222-8355. So just to remind your listeners, it's called Heart Healthy Diet by Sonia Lynch. It's on Tuesday, the 1st of March at 11 a.m.
Sounds great. Right, so thanks again, Enda, for joining us. It was great talking with you. And all the very best. To take care.
Thanks, Johnny. And thanks to everyone, to yourself and everyone at Near FM for their support. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, that was Enda Leaney, Senior Librarian at Ballymun Library, talking about some forthcoming events.